This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Elizabeth Medina. First name is Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, last name is Medina. M-E-D-I-N-A, Medina, date of birth 7/3/1977. This letter is being written to Dr. Gina Bui. First name is Gina, G-I-N-A, last name is Bui, B-U-I, Bui. Address 1340 Tully Road, T-O-L-L-Y Road, Suite 309, San Jose, California, 95122. Telephone number 408-993-8536. Fax number 408-993-8539. Dear Dr. Gina Bui, G-I-N-A, last name Bui, B-U-I, Bui. Thank you for asking me to see this 45-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Elizabeth came to our office on 7/6/22 with history of number one, persistent nasal congestion, sinus infections, and head and pressure with cough and sore throat and runny nose for many, many years, period. She has had history of nasal polyps and had seen ENT physician in past period. Recently, her congestion is much worse, and she has been on many different antibiotics and has finished a course of Augmentin period. There is minor occasional exposure to cats and dogs, but she does not believe there are any significant allergies to animals period. Her taste and smell are normal period. There's no history of any asthma, eczema, or allergies to any medication period. There is occasional headache, which is relieved with Advil period. She had an allergic reaction to COVID manifested by shortness of breath and chest pain and was seen in emergency room not too long ago, period. She has taken Claritin and Allegra with the definite benefit, period. She claims to have more symptoms after using Flonase, and generally does not like using any inhaled nasal medications, period. She's concerned about allergies because her symptoms were much worse during this spring and summer period. She also complained of possible throat tightness and itching after eating peanuts, but she has eaten just about every food, including nuts, without any problems, period. There is an element of anxiety, and I'm not sure if that has anything to do with some of these symptoms, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 46-year-old who had moderate nasal stuffiness with enlargement of both turbinates, period. Left turbinate was bigger than right, period. However, there was still some patency left in the airway to breathe from her nose, period. There was no post-nasal drip, period. Chest examination was normal, period. I discussed, new paragraph, I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Number one, I recommended number one, Singulair and Nasacort, and that seems to be somewhat helpful, period. We did some testing to nuts and a component of peanuts, and she's completely negative, and I believe, and I think that would pretty much suggest that there are no significant nut allergies, although she may need a challenge study if there are some significant issues with the nuts, significant clinical issues with nut ingestion, period. New paragraph, I am recommending that we do some other testing, but she needs to other testing, two pollens, and perhaps more workup if her sinus congestion is not improved, period. My final diagnosis, chronic history of chronic rhinosinusitis, chronic rhinosinusitis. Number two, history of large turbinates. Number three, negative testing to negative RAS testing to nuts, including peanuts, period. My treatment plan, number one, Allegra, one tablet up to twice daily. Number two, Nasacort up to twice daily. And number three, she can certainly do some nasal rinses, and that all this should be helpful, period. She should come back for some other allergy testing and other testing, period. Certainly, we would be able to plan. Certainly, I would be able to write a proper plan of her treatment once the testing is complete, period. Overall, she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient Elizabeth Medina. Thank you.